Parshas B'Shalach is a very packed parsha. We have the leaving of Mitzrayim and the coming to the Yam Suf. Paro chases after us, and we go in, there's the miracle of Kriyas Yam Suf, and then the story of the Mun and the lessons in Bitachon that it taught us. And we have stories of, I believe, three of the times when the Bnei Yisrael complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how we approach those parshas. We have the story of the war with Amalek. We have the introduction of the topic of Shabbos. A lot of areas going on in this week's parsha. I've spoken about some of them in the past. Notice the medrash that caught my eye. So there's a medrash that talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he pampered us on the way, so to speak, in the way out of Mitzrayim. So the first pasuk in the parsha says, that Hashem didn't take us in the way of the Plishtim. But the Medrash reads the pasuk differently. Hashem didn't guide us in the normal way of the world. Says the Medrash Rabbah in Chaf Yud Aleph, that the normal way of the world is when you buy servants, you buy them on the purpose that they should wash you. They should anoint you. They should clothe you. They should bear your burdens. They should illuminate the way in front of you. That, you know, if when people needed that, somebody was going to illuminate the path in front of them. That wasn't Hashem's plan with the Jewish people. Hashem takes us as avadim, and he's not nacham kederach kol haaretz. Rather, he washed us. He anointed us. He clothed us. He bore us, and he did all these things for us on the way out of Mitzrayim. And that's what the pasuk means, v'onachem elokim derech eretz, that Hashem didn't take us in the normal way of the world. I mean, the Medrash is really bringing out the point of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he took us as servants, he took us out of Mitzrayim to take us as servants, but our job is not to take care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem takes care of us. Hashem, you know, on Sukkot we celebrate this idea of Hashem putting us in the Zanani HaKavod, which protected us in all directions. And Hashem, they would smooth the way, they would kill the snakes and scorpions. At night, there was a pillar of fire. Hashem, it doesn't seem like they needed to shower, or change their clothes, or do any of these things. Hashem provided them with food and drink. Hashem took total care of them on their way out of Mitzrayim. That was their beginning of entering into the Abdus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What seemed to me, what's the Medrash trying to teach us? It seems the Medrash is trying to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a whole different perspective on why he took us as avadim. Normally, a king takes servants, people hire workers because they want them for their own purposes. You know, I want people to do things for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no such agendas. Hashem's agenda of taking us as avadim is for our benefit. Hashem says, I'll take care of you, and you're going to do what I command you to do. You're going to serve me in the best possible way. And it's really for our benefit. And in fact, there's a lot of hisorus, there's a lot of things we're supposed to take from this lesson. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Yud Aleph Amud Aleph talks about the story of Uncleus Hager, who was actually the nephew of Titus, so he was a high-profile person, and the Roman, whoever it was, the Roman duke maybe or whatever, nobleman, was very upset that he became a ger, and he sent the legion of soldiers to go grab him. So it says that this legion of soldiers came, and he would started discussing Torah with them, and he was mashchinu b'kray. He drew them in by discussing Torah, and he was megayer them. He won them all over to his side. So the king sent another legion. He said to another group of soldiers, he says, "Don't talk to him. You know, don't let him trick you. Just grab him and go." So he says to them, "Can I just tell you something? When you have a," he says, "a baron, when people travel, a baron holds the lantern for the duke. The duke holds the lantern for the prince. The prince holds the lantern for the king. Is there such a thing you're going to have a group of people traveling with the king, and the king is going to be the one who's holding the lamp to illuminate, who's the one holding the flashlight? Everybody serves the king. That's how it works." They said, "Of course not." So he says, "HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the torch before the Jewish people. V'Hashem holich efnei homiyom b'amud anan. Hashem illuminated and the path for the Jewish people. And he was megayer them all." And this argument won them over. Then the king sent a third group, and the king says, don't say a word to him. This time, Uncleus, he touches the mezuzah on the way out. He said, "What are you doing?" He says, in the way of the world, you have a king. He sits on the inside, and he has soldiers on the outside guarding his house. No? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the inside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us inside the house, and Hashem is on the outside guarding the house. That's what's represented by the mezuzah. As it says, Hashem yishmor tzeischa v'echa me'atavi adolam. He was megayer them too, and then the nobleman gave up. He stopped sending soldiers to grab him. So it seems Onkelos was able to connect deeply with this idea. And not only that, he was able to win over the soldiers with this idea of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who lit the way for his subjects. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one on the outside protecting his subjects. It appears that there's this idea that we're able to connect to here of how we're being so taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the role of us being servants. I was thinking about this idea. At the end of the day, no one's going to say that an Eved Hashem doesn't work hard. A person gets up in the morning and says Moda'ani, and he washes Nagel Vasser, and he gets dressed by putting on his right side first so he can serve Hashem that way. He goes to Davin. The whole day of a Yid is consumed with Avodas Hashem. It's a big job following the ways of the Torah. So it's interesting to me, this framework that it's presenting, that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu pampering us. Of course we work hard. But I think the pshat is that there's a that's all for our benefit. The Ramban in, I believe it's by the mitzvah Shua Chaken, he talks about why do we have mitzvahs? They're not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't, we're not servants because Hashem needs servants. We're servants because it's good for us, because Hashem gave us mitzvahs that are going to help us achieve perfection. They're going to help us become godly. They're to help us become, develop greatness and holiness and connection to Him. That's why we have mitzvahs. That's where we're avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person really takes that framework, everything they do can be something of simcha. And there are people that live their whole life and they get up and they're besimcha, and everything they do has Hashem in it. The more mindful they can be about having Hashem in their lives, the more godliness and purpose it brings to every moment of their day. A person could be driving to work and they're doing it l'shem Hashem, and they're thinking about Hashem and thinking about how they can be serving Hashem in that way, and it brings meaning and purpose to everything. And in that sense, an Eved Hashem is totally different from an Eved of a person. Maybe that's what Onkelos was teaching them, that the life of an Eved Hashem is someone Hashem provides everything for. Hashem just wants that you should have a good life, that you should have a meaningful life. And it's totally different from anyone else you could ever serve. And maybe that was the message that he was trying to give them and make an impression. And maybe that's the message that we can take from how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us in the desert. May we take this lesson to heart. May we be able to see the Hashgacha Pradis in our life of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does pamper us and does take care of us. And may Hashem connect to us and deepen our relationship with Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbos.